Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour here on the show. Fan After Dark, Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, Dylan Moore, Trevor, the creator, Trap House Trev, inside the glass, making sure we're nice and crispy on this last show of the week for the Fan After Dark. We will not be on the radio tomorrow. You'll be able to hear Cubs, Rangers at the Globe. Who do we have on the bump?
Kamar Rocker
on the bump. Last time, I think he had a good outing, didn't he? I think Kamar was
shelled.
Okay, he got shelled. It was a time before I thought he was.
Well, we can try it in the Cubs winning streak.
No, he was fine. I mean, he had, back-to-back six-inning games before that.
That's what I was thinking of.
But he definitely did get rocked. I mean, hell, I don't even think he made it out of the second inning.
Rocker got rocked.
The starting pitching that was is starting to show some cracks. The one guy who's actually been balling, Nathan Eovaldi, I think in his last three games against the Yankees, 23 innings, one earned run, like 14 strikeouts. He's been hooping.
No, his ERA is down to 4.15, is, I mean, it started the season like at 7.
I was going to say, well, hell, I think it was... Was it that high? Or who am I thinking? No, I thought it was like at 12 at
it
one point.
It might have been. It was very high to start the season.
He got rocked against Baltimore, and he got rocked
his
against
first
the
two
Phillies.
Starts.
Yeah, no, he got crushed. But, you know who I'm thinking of? Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Chris Martin's ERA was like at 13 or something crazy like that.
We can just keep him on the...
Yeah, I was going to say, man, he's been on the DL for a minute.
Let's keep him.
He's been on the DL.
I'm healthy, guys. What'd you say?
But you know what? In fairness to you... Because you're the Mackenzie Gore stan here at the station. He was great for 5 1/3.
Yeah.
I mean, he held him to a run.
Speaking of Mackenzie Gore, I heard that, I actually asked him in person, that Gavin Dawson and Sandler got into it over Mackenzie Gore today.
Yes. Can you bring that up? We can play
it. We'll play audio.
We'll play in the last segment.
In the last segment, we got some audio.
But Sandler and...
we'll just figure out when Sandler was on. It can only be in that 15-minute gap.
Yeah, it'll be in like the first, second segment of the show. Yeah. So
you can worry about the later. We'll do that the last segment. But for now,
it's
time for extra credit. And today's edition is an early Mother's Day one. Mother's Day is on Sunday. Blake will not be on the radio until Mother's Day is concluded. So I thought, what better way than to add it to the extra credit and quiz the boys on Mother's Day facts.
Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
It's time for the Mother's Day edition of Extra Credit. And I will just ask you three gentlemen. Do y'all want it to be open-ended? Anybody can answer or turns? I'm just leave it up to y'all. Do you want turns or do you want it? Anybody can answer.
Shout it out.
Let's just shout it.
Shout it. Okay.
Turns are overrated.
Can I get the bell?
Yep.
The only thing I do like about turns is when someone does know the answer, there's nothing they can do. They just have to sit there and not know the answer. So it's more embarrassing. Okay, question number one.
And this is on mothers, correct?
This is what I said.
Talk about mothers.
I said, build a 30-question quiz, multiple choice, explain the answers, make it about moms, Mother's Day is Sunday, so fictional and TV ones, real mom facts, and women fun facts.
Okay.
All things women.
Are the facts fun?
Hopefully. And the movie so. The Incredibles.
That's on you guys.
Elastawoman.
Elastigirl.
I'm giving that to Trevor. Elastigirl is the correct, because Elastawoman is an answer choice. So that one goes to Trevor.
Get your facts right, boys.
Trevor won. Okay.
I thought the daughter was Elastigirl.
No, she's
Or is she the one with
Violet?
Violet.
She doesn't have a name. She doesn't have a superhero name yet.
Which TV mom says "because I said so" consistently on Malcolm in the Middle? Malcolm in the Middle.
I mean, I can see her face.
"Because I said so." I can read the answer choices.
I just started watching the new series, and it's not good.
Well, they never are.
Sandler was at 320-ish.
320. There you go.
Thank you, Tolo.
Okay,
read them.
Lewis, Claire.
Lois.
That's correct. Trevor with an early 2-0 lead. This guy loves moms. Question number three. Mother's Day in the U.S. is celebrated on what?
The second Sunday of May.
That is correct. Dylan Moore, before I even read the answer choices. Which Disney mom turns into a bear in the movie Brave? Queen Eleanor, Lady Tremaine, Sarah B., or Kayla?
Kayla.
Incorrect.
I've never seen Brave.
I haven't either. Who said Queen Eleanor?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I know she's a queen. I know her parent, but I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, now here's one that doesn't matter what age. Which flower is most associated with Mother's Day?
Roses.
Lily.
Wrong. Dylan?
Tulips.
Incorrect.
A carnation.
That is correct. A carnation is the official Mother's Day flower because founder Anna Jarvis used them to honor her mother.
Wow.
Okay. Dylan 2, Trevor 2, Fred 0. Which sitcom mom is known for being super organized in Modern Family?
Oh my gosh. It was literally on just a second ago. It's Phil and...
See, I don't even know.
Gloria, Claire,
Claire,
Hayden.
Claire.
That is correct from Trevor. Trevor with 4. Huge
mom guy. You should
watch
Modern Family. It's a great show.
I think we've all watched it now. I mean, it's one of those shows.
I'm looking at Fred.
You've never seen it?
I mean, I've seen parts of an episode, but I've never.
Which famous animated mom has blue hair?
Oh, Marge Simpson.
That goes to Fred. Fred is on the board. This guy loves moms, too. Which woman was the first to fly solo?
Amelia Earhart.
I feel like Dylan got that off.
He beat me, but I want y'all to know.
I feel like I said the whole name. He only said Amelia.
I totally said Amelia Earhart.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, here we go. In Mean Girls, Regina George's mom is known as what?
I'm the cool mom.
That is correct.
Wow.
That's my least. If I see that in a dating profile, immediate ex. That's another one.
Oh, wow.
Fair.
That's another one. No.
Okay, this is going to be more at Fred's wheelhouse, so I got to be quick. Which TV mom appears in The Brady Bunch?
Oh.
There's a story.
Oh.
Which lady.
Which TV mom appears in The Brady Bunch?
And they all inherit gold, like their mother, whatever her name is.
And her name, Jan? No. Her name is... Oh, my.
Because you got Mike Brady. That's the dad.
Jan is one of the daughters. I know
Jan.
That.
You got Jan. You got Marsha. Marsha. It's Cindy. And then what's the mom's name? I can see her face.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's literally in the song.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm trying to... Sherry.
No.
Incorrect. Yeah. That sounds like a 70s name.
Kitty Foreman, Beverly Goldberg, Peggy Bundy, Carol Brady.
Carol Brady.
Yeah,
that goes to Fred.
Carol.
Okay.
There is no one.
What is the most commonly purchased gift for Mother's Day? Let me read the answer choices.
Oh.
Shoes, jewelry, greeting cards, video games.
It's greeting cards.
Greeting cards is correct.
I think it's Mother's Day and Christmas are the two biggest greeting card holiday
moms
things.
Moms love a card.
They do.
Dylan with 4, Trevor with 5, Fred with 2. Which famous mother ruled ancient Egypt?
Cleopatra.
It goes to Trevor.
Damn it.
Good job. Which cartoon mom is from Bob's Burgers? Linda Belcher, Peggy Hill, Francine Smith, or Lewis Griffin?
Francine Smith.
Incorrect.
Never seen Bob's Burgers.
I've never seen it either.
Say the name.
Obviously
again.
The first one.
Linda Belcher, Peggy
Linda Belcher.
Hill. Okay, it goes to Fred.
It is No, he already guessed. He already guessed.
We said shout it out.
But at that,
yeah,
y'all
but
weren't
you
even
got
guessing.
The first one wrong. We should get chances before. No.
Don't give Fred a bone.
You don't get to. You don't get to make the rules of it.
It's a pity point. At least admit it's a pity point.
What animal is famously called the mother of the ocean?
The whale.
The blue whale?
The whale.
That goes to Fred.
It's
just a
blue
whale.
It is
whale.
Specific. No!
Hey! Hey!
No!
Hey!
Blue
hey,
whale! Hey,
a lot of complaining out of you two. Hey, a lot
I'm going
of complaints out of you two. Thank
a
you.
A whale? A
Thank
killer
you.
Whale?
Which TV mom raised Sheldon Cooper and young Sheldon?
Oh, my goodness.
That show sucks.
I've seen
I hate
it.
That show, so no.
Oh, my goodness.
Mary Cooper?
Mary, yep. It's Mary.
Okay. Dylan with 5, Trevor with 6, Fred with 4. Close game. What woman discovered radium?
What?
Mary Curie.
Wow! He almost needs 2 points for that. Won a Nobel Peace Prize, 2 of them. Correct, Fred.
All right, Fred. I'll give you that one.
Are you serious?
That makes up for his quote-unquote pity point.
Where did you learn
that? No, it doesn't make up at all. That doesn't make up anything.
How about you be quiet?
All right.
5 for Dylan, 5 for Fred, 6 for Trevor.
Wow.
Entangled, Mother Gothel mainly wants Rapunzel for what?
Her money? Her hair.
That is correct. From Dylan. Six for Dylan, six for Trevor, five for Fred.
They cut it all off at the end. Spoiler warning.
Wow.
I mean, if you haven't seen Tangled by now.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
What two holidays sell the most flowers?
Christmas Valentine's Day,
and Mother's Day. And Mother's Day.
That is correct from Fred. Six, six. Oh, I'm not going to say that one.
Six, six, six.
The score is six all.
That's a good song.
Six loves.
You know, I'm not a fan, but it's a good song.
Which sitcom my mom is married to Red Foreman in that 70s
Kitty.
Show? That is correct. Everyone knows that.
Kitty. Good show. 70s. That's a good show.
I don't know what that sounded like.
That was our laugh. It was a horrible laugh.
I'll give you guys $1 if you can tell me what movie Red Foreman was a diabolical bad guy in.
That's it's one of the diehards, isn't it?
Nope.
A-Team.
Nope.
I have no clue.
Oh my god. I'm looking at his face, seeing his face right now.
It's 1987.
That's what I'm saying. I know it was an 80s movie.
It was an 80s movie.
Crap.
Give you one more guess. They wanted Arnold to play the lead character, but he was too big. Pause.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at him because he had the stupid glasses.
Yeah, he did.
The hair. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing it. I'm going to Hot Shots Part 2, but I know that's not
RoboCop.
RoboCop!
The answer we were looking for.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Low cop.
That's right.
What famous woman became the first U.S. Supreme Court female justice?
The Judy lady.
Oh, Ginsburg. Ruth Ginsburg.
Yeah, I can look at her face. You get that ponytail, that black ponytail and glasses.
This is ChatGPT saying incorrect. 1981, different answer. Ginsburg is on the list, though.
That would have been, I think that's.
Okay, that was my guess.
If I remembered the name, that's who I would have guessed.
It's not Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Here are the answer choices. Kamala Harris.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm not kidding you. Hillary Clinton.
No.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, D. I'm going D.
And the correct answer, according to ChatGPT, Sandra Day O'Connor.
That's it.
Okay. Which Disney movie? Okay, we move on.
Right.
And we move. Which Disney movie centers around a mother-daughter relationship involving generational magic? Y'all aren't getting this.
Cinderella.
No, it's Encanto.
Encanto.
Wait, dude, yes. You should have given some names there.
Y'all knew that?
Yeah.
I love Encanto. That's a good movie.
Okay. My bad. I didn't know I was hitting
a
gem right there.
On you.
The music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Something about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Okay, so to be fair, since Fred didn't know that, I'm going to ask you a question. Fred can't answer this one. To be fair, since I took one away from you, which mom from Family Guy is voiced by Alex Borstein? Just you two. And if you get it wrong, then Fred can guess.
Oh, my gosh.
What's her name?
Lois.
Correct. Trevor ties it up with Fred. 7 all, Dylan with 6. Okay, this question's for everybody. Which TV mom says, oh my God, constantly on Friends?
Which mom says it on Friends?
Is it asking for her specific name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know.
Monica, Rachel, Janice, Judy.
Janice.
Judy.
Judy is correct. Fred with 8, Dylan with 6, Trevor with 7. Which country started Mother's Day traditions years ago by honoring mother goddesses?
Greece.
Mexico.
Greece is correct.
Wow.
Fred.
Did you know that or did you just guess?
He guessed because goddesses.
I mean,
okay.
Look at Dylan.
Well, Fred, who was down a bunch, has now taken a sizable lead. Which mom? Oh, I already read that one. Sorry. Which famous woman wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Jane Austen.
That's correct from Trevor.
Nice call.
I hate that movie.
Our bad. Trevor's one away from tying it up. In Turning Red, what animal does
a bear transform
into?
Like a red panda bear.
Red panda is correct. Dylan with 7. Which famous mom is known as the momager of the Kardashian family?
Kris Kardashian. Kris Jenner.
I said Kris.
I was wondering what took you.
I said Kris. If he's going to get whale, I said Kris.
You know what? Just because you're complaining, I'll give you one. I don't want any more.
We both get it.
Trevor with 9, Fred with 10, Dylan with 7. Which TV mom appears in The Goldbergs and is known for overprotective parenting?
I know the lady that...
I was going to say, it's Patricia Heaton
that
plays it. Yeah.
Of Ray.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is.
Patricia Heaton.
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Nobody's got an answer?
No.
No.
Beverly Goldberg, Claire Dumphy, Peggy Hill, Rainbow
Beverly
Johnson.
Goldberg.
That is correct, from Fred.
I think it's Goldberg, right? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Which percentage of U.S. households are estimated to buy gifts for Mother's Day?
75.
I'll give you the percentage.
80.
20, 40, 60, 80.
60. 80.
You said 60?
I said 60.
I said 80.
You said 80. He said 80 first.
And what do you say?
The 60. Or
I said 60.
I think it's 80 or 60, so it's whatever.
Well, pick one.
80.
Okay, y'all are both right. I'll give you both a point. Dylan won.
I should get an extra point. I said it before the answer choices.
Trevor is down 1. Dylan is down 3. Which famous woman became the first American woman in space?
Sally Ride.
Yeah.
That is correct. Last one.
See, I wasn't alive for any of these events.
If Trevor doesn't get this right, then Fred Goes Home is the winner. Which iconic TV mom is the mother on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh,
Aunt Viv!
Okay, wait. Can we get her full name? Other than Aunt Viv, can we get her full name? It's got first and last name here. I agree, but just to make sure we know the correct answer.
I don't know that I've ever heard her name. Everybody just called her Aunt Viv.
Full name if we could. If we could, class.
Vivian Banks.
I got to keep him alive because that is correct. I got to keep him alive because that is correct.
That was it.
Okay.
I had to think of Carlton Banks.
I know. That's a good one.
On Everybody Hates Chris, what is Rochelle's famous saying?
Chris! I don't know.
Boy, bye. I don't need this. My man has two jobs. Watch yourself.
I don't need this.
Okay?
Watch yourself.
Okay. Dylan?
It doesn't matter what I say.
Well, they're both wrong. The correct answer was my man has two jobs.
Okay.
Okay. Trevor stays alive. Which legendary singer and mother is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Get out of here!
And Fred takes
it
home.
Get out of here!
He was down 4-0.
Wow.
Trevor with the sizable lead.
Man, you gave him stuff, though.
Trevor ends up losing by 2. So even if we take away his pity point, he still wins.
Ball game, game, blouses.
That's a good line.
In fairness, I do have two baby mothers.
That's true.
That is true.
So there you go.
Any closing statements from...
And you have an actual mother.
I do have an actual mother. That's correct. That's correct.
That was a good game. That was fun.
My sister's a mother as well. So...
Wow.
There you go.
My mom's a mom.
Your mom's a mom. Shout out to moms. Bell ring for
the moms.
Shout
out to all the moms.
Shout out to all the moms out there. All right, coming up next, it's time to hear from you. Fatty's on the phone. It's the last. I tell you what, I want to say, are we on at all next week? I think we're on only one time next week, so this might be the first. This might be the last Fatty's on the phone for a while. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Let's hear from you next. Fatty's on the phone. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
And get the Thunder out of the playoffs, man. I hate the Thunder. With a passion.
All right, and you do have the Sandler and Gavin going back and forth.
Yeah, it was cute.
You want to play that to start us off?
About a minute 30. So,
want to get it fired up? Everyone's calling in.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Do it.
Guy who maybe would have been better. Like it's tough to answer that because I just don't know.
I don't know how he made an all-star team with this stuff. You know, it's interesting he was an all-star.
I don't know if you measured, really not the issue.
Okay, pause it. You can already hear there must have been some tension before that too because they're already cutting each other off.
Yeah, they are.
They're already cutting.
I love it.
Well, he had asked a question about Gore previously. And so he was explaining. That was just the tail end of that. This is when they started getting into it.
They're playing again. I can already feel the tension.
Tough stuff. It's the
he can't hit the strike zone. I mean, you're getting a guy and a half on base every
inning.
That's not stuff, though.
Yeah, but that's not stuff. That's execution of pitches. He's got the stuff.
Okay. So we're getting semantical on it to defend him then?
No, you just said he doesn't have good stuff. The stuff's not an issue with Mackenzie Gore. That's why he was the top prospect in baseball. It's the inability to consistently control and command pitches that's an issue. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wouldn't say, if you want to be accurate, I wouldn't say the stuff is a problem. He has
want to be
stuff,
accurate.
Now being able to execute it.
But isn't stuff like being able to throw strikes?
That's command and control.
Okay. So it's semantical then.
Not really. They're two different things. It's like saying a guy's, you know, can't hit for power. He can only hit for average when he hits a lot of home runs and hits, you know, I mean, they're important distinctions. Like I don't know if you're trying to start something or not, but it's just the reality. They're important distinctions. They're two different things. It would not be accurate for me, someone who's watching the game, to say that Mackenzie Gore doesn't have good stuff. That's just not, that's not the truth. He has not done a good job executing it.
No, it's my bad. I think, you know, I just didn't know how precise that definition of stuff was.
I love it.
You know what I'm
saying?
All good, man.
There you go, Jared Sandler. Thank you so much for the report. Rangers fall to the Yankees.
Sandler even hit him with the hang up before Lucius could turn it off.
Yeah,
like that
he did. The hang up, and then Gavin, thank you so much for the great reporting.
So we're semantical.
We're getting semantical. I don't know if you're trying to start stuff, Gavin. I love that. They love each other.
I can appreciate it. I love it. I love a good back and forth. I think it's fair to say, and I love both Sandler and Gavin, Mackenzie Gore's stuff has not been good.
No comment. We're getting semantical.
Well, this is again, because I think his stuff has been good, but he has not had control or command.
Oh, well, that's his stuff is the you command the stuff.
No, this,
right?
No, because the stuff is how does your spin rate, like your ability to throw a sweeper, like is it?
Yeah,
nasty?
It hasn't been
Do
good.
You have not. He had a 10 strikeout game earlier this season.
Okay. He had one good game. Yes. But his stuff hasn't been consistent.
Which is control and command.
Uh-oh, we're starting it again.
I'm just saying, it's not that his stuff is not good. It's that his control and command are bad.
That's part of it. I'm agree with Gavin on that. I thought that's part of your stuff.
It's not. It's different. It is. It's different. I know it sucks. I know. But
you know what? I guess I agree with Gavin on this. His stuff has not been good. For a guy that you gave up five prospects for and is our third guy, his stuff has not been good.
His pitching has not been good.
Well, isn't that his stuff?
I think we're seeing the disconnect.
Isn't that his stuff? I mean, I agree. I'm with Gavin on this.
I think people are realizing this is like saying his 3-point shot isn't good, so he's not a good player. Like stuff is like a stat almost. It's like an attribute.
It's not yeah, and you can say it hasn't been good. I mean, that's not it's not.
But
you know,
I don't.
It's
but
not
I don't think
wrong
it's,
to say
not,
that his stuff hasn't
he's
been
not,
good.
Not throwing heat. His slider is not. It's not breaking.
And that's his stuff.
His stuff hasn't
been good. Has it been good at times? Right. Absolutely.
But again, but it's the command. It's the placement of the ball. It's where you're putting the – that's the where he's struggling.
I mean, I agree. I think we're getting semantical about it. It hasn't been good, right? Like, he was good
today
for 5 1/3.
He hasn't been pitching well.
No, he hasn't.
Like, he did up until the sixth inning where he gave up two walks and then you had –
He goes off a cliff after 90 pitches.
Which is great. And that's all. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Again, like, I think we all agree on that.
Time through a rotation is where
not, he has not been good.
Or a lineup, I should say.
He has not been good. So, either way, I mean, like I said, it just stinks because through 5 1/3, he looked like the guy that we all thought he was going to be. And then for the last 2/3 of the inning, he was an absolute disaster. All right, let's go out to our boy Clay in Fort Worth. Been a minute. What's up, Clay?
Hey, gentlemen. How are y'all doing tonight?
Living the dream, friend.
Man, awesome, awesome. Hey, so I hate to add drama to the extra credit, but I have to bring up that the question about Friends, that was the incorrect answer.
Tell us.
The answer should have been Janice, because Janice's catchphrase was, "Oh, my God." And she had a baby on the same episode that Rachel had a baby. So she was also, in fact, a mother. So it should have been Janice, not Judy.
Well, I still won by a question, so.
I'm just saying, you know, drama.
What,
you know,
but you shouldn't have got the other one, though, is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, what?
The whale one.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of agree with the whale point. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say. It was the blue whale, not just a whale. There are a lot of different kinds of whales.
Hey, look,
blame AI. That's taking over Neo Robots.
Neo Robots. Neo Robot was a scorekeeper.
Yeah, no, well, no worries. But and then also, Fred, I want to say a good call on me on Mecole Randon playing hurt. It came out today that he was playing with a torn MCL and all that kind of stuff. And I was right there with you because I was like, man, there's no way that caliber of player just disappears completely in the playoffs.
It just made no sense.
Something being wrong, exactly, right there. So I want to say good call on that. Excellent point. And then finally, because I'm sure you guys got other callers. Mackenzie Gore has been the biggest disappointment for me this season so far for the Texas Rangers. His stuff, his whatever, I agree.
Whatever we're calling
it. However semantical you want to be about it, it has not been good. I've been wildly disappointed, and you are spot on the third time through the lineup. Man, he just falls off a cliff, and it's kind of gotten to a point where, like, when Mackenzie Gore is starting, I'm almost, like, over halfway expecting the Rangers to lose that game.
Ooh.
You know? So yeah, I have very little faith in Mackenzie Gore right now. Now, hopefully he can turn it around. It's a long season. We'll
it is,
see, but you know, as of now, he is my disappointment for the Rangers 2026 season.
That's fair, man. Yeah, and again, I think with what you gave up to go out and get him, and you know, you're kind of thinking that maybe can he be the ace of this staff at some point. And like you said, look, we're 20 games into the season, right? So.
Right.
Or no, I'm sorry, not 20 games. We're 37 games into the season. So there's a lot of baseball left, but you start to get to a point where, you know, we're almost in the middle of May, right? So, you know, I don't want to say that this is who you are, but, you know, we're starting to trend to that category where, you know, yeah, your pitching's decent, your pitching's been good, and, you know, I almost feel like we're in the same exact scenario that we were a year ago. Pitching's good, hitting just leaves a lot to be desired.
Right. Now, hopefully Seager picks it up in May like he normally does, you know, so and maybe our offense can actually, you know, find it, kick it into gear. And, you know, but I don't know. After last year, I'm just so pessimistic, I guess, is the right word to say about the offense and how it stands. You know,
sorry,
so,
training camp starts in three, 4 months.
That's true.
Right around the corner, my friend.
Hey, the Cowboys, you know, their offense probably going to be pretty good. I think there's been too many changes on the defense to say it's going to be better.
Oh, come on.
See more.
It'll be better.
It's a low bar to pass. So, like, you know.
That's definitely – no, look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But, look, think about it this way. You're better at linebacker, and you're better in the secondary.
True.
Like, that's – like, you cannot – like, we have to agree on that. Like, your linebacking core, D. Winters is better than Kenneth Murray.
Oh, I 100%
agree. You know what I'm
saying? But when you have this many new players, new coaches, and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot more to it than just talent on the field. It's about, you know, how they mesh together, how they play together as a unit, because that's what defense is, you know? So until I'll be probably more optimistic once I, like, see some, like, training camp stuff and all that, you know? But as of now, I want to see how all these guys play together.
Come on, Clay. You know? Come on. Get on the train, bro. Get on the train, all right?
I'll try.
Look, Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl. We're calling it now. Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl. Get on the train.
Chiefs Cowboys. I'll try.
Clay, look, there's plenty of time left. Look, we have a – because you're an OG fatty, we've got a spot just
vampire,
for you.
Vampire.
Okay? We've got a spot. Well, if you want to be a vampire, I guess we'll let that slide.
That's real OG. All
right, thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Real OG right there. Yeah. Clay in Fort Worth. Great stuff as always.
While we were in that call, the Lakers have fallen apart.
Yeah, they have.
The Thunder have gone on like a 30-5 run. It's now 91-78. SGA is still having the worst two games of his entire season. He had 19 in game one. SGA has 13 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist throughout the whole game.
But Jared McCain's balling.
A.J. Mitchell is the leading scorer with 18.
And they just stole the inbounds pass.
Their leading scorer is A.J. Mitchell with 18.
Yeah, no, this is – and you've got – I mean, this isn't good. All right, let's go out to Ty in Fort Worth. What's up, Ty?
Did you just say a Cowboys-Chiefs Super Bowl?
You have your volume turned down or what? Yeah, I said it. Said it twice, actually.
I'm going for a Giants-Chiefs Super Bowl.
Come on, bro. Look, you're half right. You're half right. But you know what? I respect the fact that you're a Giants fan. All right, we'll let that slide here on Fan After Dark. You are an OG fatty, so we'll let you have that. We do think the Giants are going to be a better football team this year. I firmly agree with you on that. But Super Bowl, you're talking crazy.
Yeah, I can tell you no Super Bowl, but I can also tell you we're going to get at least more than 3 wins. So that's what we're hoping for this year.
No,
just more wins.
I'm telling you right now, I haven't looked at the Giants' schedule yet, but I could see them winning 8 or 9 games this year. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility whatsoever.
Right. Instead of, like, going, no offense to you, Fred, going for the Chiefs, thinking, because when you, like, when you cheer for the Chiefs, you expect them to go Super Bowl every season, and you're disappointed when you're not. When you're a Giants fan, you're like, oh, my goodness, they just won a game. So you're happy every time they win, and you're just like, oh, yeah, they lost. So
that's fair. I mean, look, but you also got to remember, too, all right, I've been a Chiefs fan my entire life, so it was slim pickings there for probably the first 35 years of my life. So remember that.
Sure.
By the way, kudos to you. You did say on these very same airwaves last night that the Yankees were going to boat race the Rangers today. You were right.
Yep. And I was almost right about how many innings Mackenzie Gore is going to go.
Did you say five or six? What did you say?
I said five.
Well, I mean, technically you were right. I mean, he only went 5 1/3, and then he got yanked.
Yeah. Well, Mackenzie Gore's stuff is not working, but his defense was not working today, too. So
it was a rough day all the way around, wasn't it?
But your boy, we were just doing some on-field BP, and I went yard twice.
Yeah, you did.
Come on now. Come on now. You know the vibes.
Turned out both of them. So.
All right. Hey, real quick, because we're not on the air. Well, I mean, I'll be on the air Saturday and Sunday morning, but any big Mother's Day plans?
UTA baseball game.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Get a home run for mama.
Tell you what, if you're tell your folks to take you out to UT Arlington Saturday night for the women's football game, if you guys aren't doing anything.
Maybe.
Think about it.
My friends are probably going to come over and play with football.
Well, that's I get that. I get that. All right, man, we're up against it. Ty, any final words?
I don't know. Go Rangers. Let's go beat the Cubs. Let's go Fan After Dark. Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless. Our boy, Ty in Fort Worth. Shout out to you. Michael in Dallas, take us home.
Stars, bars, stars, bars, man. What a report we got today with all these guys injured, man. Those are some real dudes, aren't they?
You know, I mean, it does soften the blow, I guess. You know, do you just wish that maybe if Miko was that hurt, I mean, was it worth playing him? I don't know. We'll never know.
I said there was like one game four was crucial for us to win, or game five, and I was just like calling it. I was like, hey, bro, Miko's going to have one of those games. He's going to have like 2-3 goals, like whatever. You know, and I'm watching the whole game, and he's not doing it.
No.
And now I know why. Like on one leg skating, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, cool. Wish you would have known, but, you know, you don't want that report out there. No. Hockey players don't want to know that people are hurt, because then you get hurt even more because you're slashing them in the leg or whatever, you know? It kind of puts in context of questions or context of mind to think about, like, Anthony Davis, you know, street clothes. So I'm like, bro, put some skates on and maybe you get tougher.
Yeah, I think he's made too much money, though. I think he's good.
I think that plays in the factor, too. I mean, the NBA is only, like, 12 to 15 guys per roster, so it's kind of like freaks of nature that even the 12, 15 guys is just making cash. Look at our boy Dwight Powell. Every time I run into him to, like, a coffee shop or someone in Dallas, I'm just like, I put my head down, you know, I'm still looking at him, but I was like, come on, bro, just give me something more. Give me another guy. But he's the longest tenure Maverick now, you think about it.
He was. Isn't he supposed to retire this year?
He needs to.
We'll see.
All right, we're up against it, Mike. Any final thoughts?
Man, just looking forward to now July, you know, Cowboys coming in just because there's no Mavericks, there's no Stars. So that's all I'm looking forward to, see all the reports. And, yeah, go Cowboys, go Dallas.
Come on now. Go Rangers. Don't forget about it. Go Rangers. Yeah. A lot of baseball left, Mike. You know that. Hey, be safe tonight. Yeah, be safe this weekend. Go. Happy Mother's Day. The one, the only, Mike in Dallas. You may know him as Diamond Mike, a.k.a. Michael in Dallas with the 4-5. All right, final segment of the show coming up next. Your text messages and plenty more as we...
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We wish all the mothers out there in the world happy Mother's Day. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment of the final segment of the Fan After Dark tonight is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, number one Chevy dealership in the world 3 years straight. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 through 2025.
Final segment here on the Fan After Dark. I forgot to share a little story. I was playing video games today, and I matched up with a teammate in my competitive rank play situation on Call of Duty, and the guy said that my headset was not good and was making fun of it.
Mr. Rank Play over here.
And I just played along. I said, it's a $13 headset. It's really like 20 bucks. And he said, I'll send you a new headset if you like do the best in our next lobby. I did do the best in the next lobby. And then he was like, okay, bet. Give me your address. I wasn't going to be dumb and say my address across a Call of Duty lobby. So I said, you know, follow me on Instagram. Said he didn't have Instagram, whatever. So I said, follow me on Twitter. He finds my Twitter. And then for the whole next game, he's just going off. Not for me being on the fan, but because of me having that I got a bachelor's degree in psychology. And he thought I was like Confucius or some philosophy or psychology teacher. He said, you duped me. You probably got a $200 headset over there. You're a teacher. Look at you. You're all intellectually smart. Look at you. A degree with psychology. You played me, like, jokingly. Not, like, actually mad, but kind of, like, yeah. Mad at himself. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, it's the most – all I did was just graduate with it. Like, it is nothing crazy.
What game you guys playing?
We were playing Call of Duty. But I told him I'd give him a shout-out. We ended up playing a couple more games together, and he was good vibes. He was a cool dude. His Twitter is – we sent each other some DMs. He followed me. It is, give me 2 seconds, CDS Dragon Nuts.
I'm sorry, say that again?
CDS _ Dragon Nuts.
Okay.
That's his Twitter handle, so shout out to him.
CDS Dragon Nuts.
That's not what it is. You know that, right?
Yeah, CDS _ Dragon Nuts.
No, but it's supposed to be CD's Dragon Nuts.
Oh, CDs. I didn't even catch that. See, CDs. I didn't even think like that.
CDs. How is the 36-year-old telling the 26-year-old the cooler things?
Well,
here,
I
huh?
just didn't know people would say it like that.
Well, it's because it's like Ligma.
I'm not really sure.
I'm lost.
You'd never heard of Ligma?
Yeah, I do Ligma Ball.
I know.
It's also with Bofa as well.
I sent some clips to you, Trevor. They're all basketball related, and then one's a credit card related.
But did he send you the headset?
He didn't.
Now I'm sending to the station.
Somebody's also blaming us for using AI.
Yeah, they were. They were getting. Someone does it every time.
They do
every time.
They do.
Stop relying on AI. I'm tired of AI taking jobs. No, it's a fun quiz.
You would have to Google all those questions anyway.
No one's got time for that.
Which is
no
the same
got
exact
time
thing
for that.
It's literally the same thing.
Shout
just
out
AI
to,
does it faster for you.
That's it.
Okay.
Shout out to my fellow Jayhawk, by the way, from the 469.
We've got three basketball clips for you.
These are all over the place. So guide me here.
We got Colin Cowherd talking about Kevin Durant and gives an analogy. Colin Cowherd might be the king of analogies. He's good or bad at certain things. When it comes
years.
To analogies,
no, he does it.
Here's Colin Cowherd on how you feel about Kevin Durant.
Had a funny line. He said, KD is like buying a boat. You know, the first day you have it and the first day you sell it are the two happiest days. Like it comes in, you know, it's amazing. You do have great times, but there's maintenance. You're left disappointed. Then you get rid of it and you're like, yeah, that was a lot. It really didn't, you know, it was fun a couple times a year. And it's like, but the gap between the two is that LeBron's ability, and it's really something, there's never been anything like it. Magic was kind of close, but not nearly as athletic. His ability, LeBron is so smart. And
what do you think about that analogy? Kevin Durant's like a boat. The two best days are when you get it and when you sell it.
Post-Golden State, yes. I saw a thing the other day. He has not gotten out of the second round of the playoffs since he left Golden State.
I mean, Golden State comes with the hugest caveat of all time. He went to an already complete team. That
I mean, I, look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm
he
just
is,
saying,
he has
like,
never
he's
built a team from the ground up or been the guy.
Not since Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Okay, here's
clip. And we forget.
Who was on that team in Oklahoma
City? They squandered a 3-1 lead.
Who was on that team in Oklahoma City?
You had a just getting into his prime Russell Westbrook. You had James Harden for a couple of years before he left for Houston.
Perfect.
And you had Serge Ibaka.
That's all I needed was James Harden because if you guys have not been paying attention, James Harden, this is his 182nd career playoff game, Fred. It is the 36th time that he's had three or fewer made field goals.
Mm.
That's nearly 20% of his games. And it gets worse. It's the 46th time that he's had as many or more turnovers than more field goals.
That's
more
rough.
Than 25% of his career playoff games. So let's go to still the greatest sports take that we've ever had here. And it was here in Dallas.
Ask the producer to pipe this into the Clippers locker room so I can talk to you, James.
Come on, Damaris.
Notes. I'm telling you in advance, you're welcome for the wisdom I'm about to spew. Because, listen, I get on my knees every night and pray for someone to believe in me like Daryl Morey believed in you. You wanted a certain coach, they brought in Mike D'Antoni. You wanted to play a certain style, they played it. You wanted Dwight Howard, they brought him in and got rid of him when you were tired of him. You wanted Chris Paul, they brought him in and got rid of him when you were tired of him. They brought in your old friend Russell Westbrook. You wanted to go to Vegas on off days? They looked away. You wanted the team to stay over so you could go out at night? They changed the schedule, and it didn't work. And you know what? You said, I'm going to break up with my whoopee. Not good enough. I see the bright lights in New York. I want to go there. My old pal, Kevin Durant. It's going to work. The big three. And all after 1 year, you wanted out. You realized, oh, my gosh, I took this guy for granted, the guy that believed in me. I went back with Daryl Morey. They traded Ben Simmons for you. How did they pull that off? And you know what? You went there, and you got a partner who got the MVP. He won the MVP. And what did you say afterwards? You said, they didn't hand me the reins. You're the point guard. You were holding the reins. And what did you do when you had the reins? You scored 9 points in game 7 against Boston. You blew a 3-2 series lead. So they fired their coach. Not good enough. You broke up with the guy believing you again. You said, the bright lights of L.A., that's where I want to go. Let's see if that works. Listen, James, have you ever had those friends who had bad roommates? Over and over, they complained about their bad roommates. This guy's terrible. The bad roommate here. They never thought to be self-aware enough that they're the bad roommate. They're the problem. Hey, James, you're the problem. If this doesn't work this year in this system with this team, then you're going to go and point fingers at everybody else, and you're going to go back home, and you're going to start swiping right for another team, and there's not going to be anybody left. Because, James, you're not the beard. You're not the system. You're the problem.
Still one of the greatest sports takes, and it makes sense every year because he's now on another team. Messing them up in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't. It never made sense to me why you gave up on Darius Garland for James Harden. Like Darius Garland, I mean, his career is still
in the balance.
It's still growing. It's still. I mean, yes, he didn't play great last year, but he was hurt. Like James Harden, that sample size is well documented. Like. Asking a tiger to change his stripes after 17 seasons is just bad GM.
And it doesn't feel like him and Donovan Mitchell fit together either.
It's
on the
a weird
court.
Pairing. That was a bad
last move. Clip I got for you. Apparently, Jason Kidd was at the Dallas Pulse game today and did an interview. I have no idea what he said in this clip, so we're gonna all hear together live. Jason Kidd, first time we're hearing him talk since Masai Ujiri said his job is not safe.
Welcome back to the MLB semifinals. I'm here with Jason Kidd, coach of the Mavericks. You just told me this is your second game attending. You've been around elite athletes your whole life. You're an NBA champ. What stands out about these players that play in this league?
Oh, they're super athletes. The way that they position themselves, the way they play, it's an incredible game to watch. Exciting. Every possession is a point, so it's a lot of fun.
What does it mean for Dallas to get another pro league, especially a women's team?
Well, we're a sports city, so we're very lucky to have the Dallas Pulse. As you can see, the turnout is incredible, and we're looking to win the $1 million.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I guess that's all he said. I guess he just loves them up. I didn't know if he was.
Tell you what, he got back from L.A. pretty quick.
Yeah. I would have loved it. Hey, so I don't know if you saw Masai
Ujiri's
presser.
Now, he kind of knows, but I want to say his daughter is a really good volleyball player. So he knows volleyball a little bit, at the very least. So shout out to Jay Kidd.
Our last moment. So the Lakers are going to win this game. LeBron did go down with a hand injury. He's on the bench right now. The Lakers are sucking it up.
No, they won't. They won't. Oklahoma City
SGA scored 33 points in the entire series so far.
No, they find a way to win. All right, final 15 seconds of the show. Shout out to Bonnie Bernstein. Shout out to Coach Odessa Jenkins. Get out to the football game on Saturday. Blake and I will be there. Texas Arlington Stadium, 6-7 o'clock. Make sure you get out there. For Trap House Trevor, for the one and the only Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you sometime.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone.
On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.